This email feels like comedy, but it's not. It's a real, real email. It says, "Dear Ryan, I hope you are fit and well and in good spirits," which is fair enough. Perhaps you can help me or at least advise me, as I'm constantly listening to debate several topics on your radio show at one time. I have a mortgage of €150,000, which I took out in 2007 for 35 years. I'm not in difficulty in paying it, and I have a permanent and pensionable job. This is great. This is a good news story. Everything's fine. Not a bother. But with four children, I have no spare cash or savings to my name. All right. I often lay awake at night wondering about the next 30 years and how I'm going to pay the mortgage. Obviously, I have some of it paid, but I was wondering, would it be possible to ask 150,000 people for €1 each to pay it off? Could a big group of normal Joe Soap mortgage holders help each other out this way? Could we all be out of debt a lot sooner? Honestly, is this the most stupid idea you've ever heard? Writes our friend by email. Are you laughing at my idea? I am a little bit. Not at you. I'm sure you're fine. But the idea? Perhaps, they go on to say, I'm living in cloud cuckoo land. Does have a little bit of a feel for it. If you have some time, please take a minute to honestly tell me what you think of this idea and if I'm onto something or not. Thanks for your time. Name withheld, unsurprisingly. Now, that's kind of bonkers, but yet there's a kind of weird part of me that thinks if we all, for whatever reason, decided, sure, we'll give her €1, and she did get 150,000, that's her mortgage. But then you think, why bother? Do we have that streak of altruism in us all? Can we do that? Text says, I'd give her €1. Just random. See, and I'd be inclined to as well. Just if it, you know, I can throw €1 in the bag. If she was walking around with the bags, I'd just need 150,000 of these. So, yeah, okay, well, if it gets you out of a corner, we all feel better about ourselves. Yeah, I could do that, €1. And pintonomics. You see, you have to look at it as pintonomics. When how much is a pint? It's about 4.50 thereabouts. Or a bottle of beer is about 5.10 or something like that. So if you can just say, well, I wanted to give €1. If I have 4 pints of it on a night out or something like that, it probably could work. Four children. That woman can definitely have one of my €1 from my purse. Good. Great idea. We'll put the banks in their place. Ryan, I think that's a good idea. I'm going to give €1. There you go. Well, she's working. She's definitely into about €10 now from the fund of generosity there. So it's not quite as crazy, but she does need a good 150,000. But people seem to, I thought people would give her two fingers rather than €1, but they seem to be quite favourable towards her, you know, after all of that. I'm in the exact same boat as another, except with the €295,000 mortgage. I think it's a great idea, but like a miracle if even parts of the mortgage was paid off. A bit like the end of It's a Wonderful Life and all the neighbours come in with the big hat full of money and George is delighted with, well, the money's arrived, you see. And everyone's thrilled. And they get the money and they sing the little song and then the bell rings and, oh, this could happen. Now, I'm in, where are we going on this text? Tubbs, I totally understand this lady's email. This is the woman looking for €1 from 150,000 citizens so she can clear her debt. There have been plenty of times I wanted to write the same email to you, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it in case I was named and shamed, which of course we wouldn't do. We'd look after you. I've thought of putting ads in papers, etc., hoping someone with a few bob can help me. I'm a mother of four. My husband and myself, we both work. But again, today we are waking up to empty cupboards and it's a horrible existence to struggle. And when I say I'm broke, I am broke. I haven't a penny to my name until my next payday, which is 7 days away. But if there was a system like this, I'd be sure to put €1 away for her, says Siobhan. And I wouldn't like to build up your hopes about something like this. It is kind of like I think it's a bit of a, I'm going to say it's a bit of a joke. I don't mean that to be so dismissive, but I think the initial correspondent was kind of having a bit of a mess about it, saying, imagine if I could get 150,000 people to give me €1 each and I would clear my debt. And then somebody else did. You wouldn't know. Leanne says, I'll give a €1 if I get 19,000, what is 195,000 back. I'm not sure, no, we could be into Ponzi country. But we'll talk about it and I hope you're okay. That's not a nice position to be in at all. But we'll keep you posted about that and keep in touch with us And we'll keep an eye on you. 51552 is the text. Now, I will also talk about the email that came in about from the woman looking for a euro from everyone, from not from everyone in Ireland, just 150,000 of us, so that she can pay off her mortgage. Texts on that say, if there are 150 mortgages and 150 people pay 1 euro to each, then each person is paying their own full mortgage. Does that make sense? Asks the text. Ryan, I've worked in a butcher's in Dublin. We used to take euros off a guy begging in the street. He was making at least 100 a day. I should have joined him. Well, I was in town the last few days. There are beggars everywhere in town. Everywhere. And it's really sad, especially when you're with kids and trying to explain that some people just don't get the breaks and it doesn't work out for them, and it's desperate. But that's just the topic of The Street, the documentary on Connell Street. I was very impressed by the people who are going around from the Simon community tapping at essentially bodies in sleeping bags saying, are you all right? Do you have a place to go? Very, very impressive work. Very empathetic people working on the street trying to help people out. I thought it was really impressive. In other news, Ryan, I'll give 5 euro. I have 185,000 euro mortgage from Fintan in Roscommon. This could really work. Another says I would not give her a cent. It's her fault for taking a mortgage and not being able to pay it. A lot of people always think that as well with these businesses of bailing out people. We bailed out the banks and foreign investors. Ryan, it's time to look after our own in some way. Neve says, the woman requesting help for her mortgage. To be honest, it shocked me a little. I can't believe her sheer brazenness. If everyone put a euro together and raised 150 grand, there are far more needy causes. Sorry, but does she not live in the real world and see the work, say, Focus Ireland are doing to raise money? I may sound harsh, but there are thousands a lot worse off than her. And one more says, I also thought of the mortgage payment idea, but then thought that the government would surely hit you for tax, as money would be a gift. I thought of that. However, please add me to the list of mortgage struggles. I would gladly chance it. I only need 145,000. A slightly longer email from an anonymous correspondent says, I had two mortgages up until April this year for 345,000 and 212,000. Sold both houses and took the equity in excess of 500,000. I could buy a house in South Dublin where I live, but no. I'm taking the money, my wife and my two kids, packing the kit bags and leaving for Australia. I feel sorry for anyone with a large mortgage, but if they had a chance, they would leave too. This country is unfortunately not going to change, as when I went to the Rathfarnham Garda station to get Garda clearance for my visa, I was greeted by the Garda with the words Canada or Australia, to which I asked, are you doing many visas? And they said, so many that if you don't have an email from the country you're applying, they won't process the request. This is a sign of the times, Ryan, which we still ignore. The educated are leaving, as both myself and the wife are educated to master's level and are working, but we'll leave two jobs to go, as there's nothing left here to stay for and no future. And P.S. send me that woman's address and I'll send her a euro and she can do the lotto with it, which would be money better spent. Kind regards, Anonymous. Little flavour of where the world is at this morning. Okay, we'll take this from Passenger. I never have enough to see me from 1 week to another, says the text, but I would give 5 euro towards people getting debt free. We need to look after each other. They've all looked after each other up there at the top, so why shouldn't we do the same? But Valerie was on to say people wouldn't think twice about giving to a charity abroad, so why not help our own? Another one. When people are out of the burden put on them by banks, the country will flourish for sure. So I, for one, will help out this lady with 1 euro. And if I can help out one person per week, I will. And this is, to me, is looking after our own. I have often thought of this on a bigger scale, say 20 euro once off per household. But no. Anytime I hear per household, I always think the money goes into a black hole somewhere from the government. The feeling of helping your neighbour out and your country in turn would give us back our pride. Charity begins at home, for sure. We will have the righteous one saying, why should we help? Answer, we are called the most charitable country in the world, so prove it to our own. The people we help will in turn help out others. Yours, wanting a better country with renewed hope and pride, Valerie. What a considered message, and in fairness.